We are discussing some of the halachos of Kriya. The Pisrei Tshuva speaks about, right at the beginning, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Sif Katin Beit, that the Chochmas Adam quotes in the name of the Radvaz, that if Kara HaBeged L'Roichav Lo Yatza, Mipnei She'ein Nir'eh She'kara Elo Nir'eh She'nikra Me'atma. If the beged rips l'rochav, if you tear width-wise, so then you are not yotze kriya, because it looks like the kara happened on its own. Again, this probably depends on the hakira that we mentioned from Ephraim Zalman, about whether the din is that the beged should be karua, or whether the din is that you should rip. The basic idea seems to be that a beged that's ripped on its own, you're not yotze, apparently. That's what they're assuming, and therefore a beged that was ripped l'reichab, you're also not going to be yotzei. Now, there are a few problems. Problem number one is that they quote this from the Radvaz, and they point out in the later Svarim that there is no such Radvaz that says that. That's one issue. The other issue, I don't know if it's a problem, but it's a shtick or raya to this issue. The Balei HaShulchan points out that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Chaf Beis, which is the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara has a case about, they tell you that Meis Aviv and then you rip. V'achar Zayin Meis Bino, and then you're Meisif on that Kera. So, Misacha HaTachdoin V'loi HaElyoin. Right, the kera hatachdon, which is the kera on the sun, is misacha. You could sew it up well. The kera ha'elyon, which is on aviv, so the din is that kera shel aviv is not behosafa. That's the din. Zot v'pfivel, and I think this is actually a very good raya, the fact that the lashon hagemara is kera hatachdon and kera ha'elyon implies there's an upper rip and a lower rip, no? As opposed to saying kara harishon and kara hasheni. If the kara'im would be berochav, so then we can't speak about elyon and tachton. If the rips are l'reichav habeged, here and here, let's say, right? So that's not elyon and tachton. Huh? Elyon tachton means higher and lower, no? So, the Pashtus is, you're saying that what, it could be that one kara, that they're both horizontal karas, and one is on top of the other. So you're saying it's not a raya at all. One second. Mm-hmm. Good kasha. I don't know. Okay.
Talking about where the two kriyas are connected.
I mean, the case is that you're mosif on one of the kriyim. I guess.
So if you're mosif, then it can't be two.
Right.
It can't be two separate ones.
Right.
Again?
It can't be two separate kriyim.
I think if it's two separate kriyim, if you're marchik a little bit, gimel atzbaos or something. So then for sure it's okay, right?
But that wouldn't be considered a hosafa.
So you're not supposed to be mosif hasho aviv v'imo at all. Right? The keral aviv, you're not supposed to be mosif. Again, now I'm getting confused. What are we saying here? Okay. Let's move on. The Gemara talks about which begodim are chayiv in Kriya, no? So the Gemara says that Afar Ksuso doesn't require Kriya, no? This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yud. In Se'if Tes we learn that Kriya always has to be a Tefach. By She'ar Mesim, Yokoreya only the Beged Ha'elyon. By Ove V'imo, Yokoreya Ko Begodav Ad Shemegal HaSlipo. But Afar Ksuso, Zok, the Gemara is not Ma'akev. Now, The Rush in Simon Mem Gimel points out that when the Gemara says Afraksuso Eino Ma'akev, it sounds like L'chatchila you are supposed to rip the Afraksuso. Whatever this Afraksuso is, Zok the Rush B'Shem the Ravid, that you are supposed to rip it. And the Rush quotes Cholkim, but the Pashtus is that al aviv imo you should be koreya kol begodov, and lechatchila you are supposed to rip all of the begodim. Look at the goin os chavches. He points out also the diuk that the Ravid has. If we say Afraksuso is not ma'akev, so that means l'chatchila should tear Afraksuso. So that point some disagree with. But the implication of this point is that by aviv v'imo, you have to tear kol begodov, and every beged that I'm wearing is going to be ma'akev in the kriya. Afraksuso is not ma'akev in the kriya. But by aviv v'imo, every other beged is ma'akev in the kriya, correct? That means if you're wearing 10 begodim and you tear 9 of them, not 10, so you are not yotzei the mitzvah of kriya at all, no? And that's what Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Tes says, im lo kara kol begodov lo yotza. In other words, the din of kriya al aviv v'imo l'cha'ora is a halacha out kriya. There's a new halacha of kriya for aviv v'imo. It's not the pshat that kriya is the same din for any mace. And there's a special chiyuv of kibara ve'im to be koreya kol begodov. Because we're saying in Shulchan Aruch that if I don't tear kol begodov, I'm not yotzei. I'm not yotzei kriya. No? You get the impression that there is a new din of kriya on kol begodov by aviv v'imo. Chacham Avad Yosef points out on page Reish Lamed Beis that the Nitziv in the She'iltos sounds like aviv v'imo is a mitzvah of kibar aveim, not a mitzvah on kriya. Now, we don't paskin like that. Now, when we speak about afraksuso, that's not ma'akev, what exactly does afraksuso mean? So there are different shitas in the Rishonim. The first daya is the Oruch holds that it's a beged hazeya that's davuk l'besorel, meaning an undershirt. No, the undershirt is a beged hazeya. The pashtus is that when we don't tear a beged hazeya, we don't tear a beged hazeya even when I'm not sweating. No, it's not a din that the beged has absorbed hazeya and therefore we don't tear it. It's not a din in the summer. Even in the winter, l'cha'ora, you don't tear a beged hazeya, correct? It's a type of beged that's not given over to the dinim of kriya at all. Other dayas say that the afraksuso is a beged ha'elyon. It's not a beged ha'tachton, it's a beged ha'elyon. The mechaber paskins that you do tear the Mechaber paskins that you do not tear the Beged Ha'elyon, but you do tear the Beged HaTachton, which he calls a kamiza, which is very similar to the word kamis, which is like an undershirt in French, no? So, according to the Mechaber, you tear the Beged HaTachton on aviv v'imo. Ramah says that our practice is that we tear neither the Beged Ha'elyon nor the Beged HaTachton by aviv v'imo. We don't tear the sarbal ha'elyon, and we don't tear the chaluk ha'pishdan, which is the beged hazia. That's what the Rambam says. Now, this point is a little bit difficult, because l'cha'ira, even though I have a din d'rabbanon, and I'm not sure what the psak is, I'm not sure how I teach up afraksuso, so l'cha'ira, I'm supposed to tear one of them, no? On aviv v'imo, al koponim, it's not ma'akev, but lechatchila I should. Nonetheless, because we're not sure what the pshat is, we end up tearing none of them. Right? In Tosfos, they discuss that we're uncertain how we paskin, let's say, about the rules of bishulei nachrim, whether it's governed by ola al shulchan malachim, or it's governed by nechal kamo shulchai. Tosfos says, since we're uncertain, we have to paskin that they're both really rules, no? Because or else we would get rid of the whole thing, effectively, right? We're not going to... Over here, apparently, and this is a bit of a shverkeit, we do not tear any beged. We do not tear, whether it's the beged elyon or the beged tachton, we don't tear any of them. Now, there is a bit of a discussion in the poskim. Which beged ha-elyon do we not tear? The shach in Oschaf and in the Nekudas Chesef in greater detail, the shach says that the beged that we do not tear is what they call the mantle, but the ruck we do tear. No? The Taz tainas that the beged that we do not tear, Zuck the Taz, cannot be a beged that you only wear, like a shul mantle, cannot be a beged that you only wear when you go to shul, because the avel is not wearing that beged to the cemetery, so avada you don't tear that. And it has to be that we do not tear the ruck. So there's a machlokes between the shach and the taz, whether we tear the ruck. Now we're not exactly sure what a ruck is, but in Yiddish, the word mantle means overcoat, and the word ruck doesn't mean very much, as far as I know. But the word ruck is assumed to be like a jacket. No? That would mean that according to the Taz, you do not tear a jacket at all. Because the ruck, the jacket, we're saying, is the beged ha'elyon, which you don't tear even out of a ve'imai. But according to the shach, you tear the jacket al aviv the emo. And the Taz also, and the Shach, excuse me, also gives a description of what a ruck is. A ruck is a davar shalov shol shaholech bashuk. Umi shaholech bashuk below ruck, genai hulo uke echa min hapchusim yechashvu. It's genai, it's like degrading to walk outside without a jacket. Is that true? I think Yeshiva Bachrim in Eretz Yisrael, there's like a thing in the Chevron Yeshiva. Right, that they tell you that you can never walk outside without a jacket. It's like a chevronzach, because it's like part of the godless Adam. I think other yeshiva bachrim will walk outside without a jacket, no? B'derech kol. In our communities, do we walk outside without jackets? All the time, no? Rabbonim, I think, don't walk outside without jackets usually, no? The pashtus would be that the shach's description of a ruck of what we're calling a jacket is something that looks degrading if you walk outside without it, and therefore everyone wears it outside. So therefore the shach says you have to tear it. But for us, bizman azek, ken zayin, that even according to the shach, you don't tear a jacket. Certainly al shar kroivim, you should not tear a jacket, no? Al aviv v'imo, you could say that you tear it and you're yotze, the shach's understanding that you tear the ruck. But on shar krovim, if you only tear the jacket, l'cha'ora, you might not be yotze kriya at all. Now, therefore, the best thing to do is that when you're tearing kriya, shar krovim, is that you take off your jacket and you tear a shirt. Al aviv v'imo, the practice is that we tear both the jacket and the shirt. That's the practice by Ovev V'imo. Now, what happens if you're wearing a three-piece suit? What do you tear then? Three-piece suits, for those who are Philistines, know that a three-piece suit is a three-piece suit. It has a vest. I remember when Rabbi Bleich was Nishtugadach sitting Shiva for his daughter. No? Remember a few years ago, Rabbi Bleich lost his daughter? So you went to be Menachem Avol, and the biggest chiddush I saw in the Shiva for Rabbi Bleich is that he tore his vest, not his jacket. What's the pshat? So he says that the jacket you come home, you take off. The vest you wear at home all the time. So Rabbi Bleich tore his vest he didn't tear his shirt. He was choishesh that a shirt is like a beged shozeya, no? Some poskim during the 9 days say that you don't have to put on all your shirts in advance because it's like a beged shozeya. If it's like a beged shozeya, so then what should emerge is that we don't have anything to tear kriya on, no? We don't tear on our undershirt. It's a beged shozeya. If the shirt is also a beged shozeya, then what do you have to tear on? There's one other eitzah, no? The talus katan. If you're a man, tear the talus katan, no? The Netziv writes in the tshuva that the talus katan you don't tear kriya on, because just like the poskim say that you don't tear on the beged shozeya, you also should not tear on the beged shel mitzvah. You only tear on the beged shel beged, effectively. A beged that you wear qua beged. If I wear it for a mitzvah, I don't tear. If I wear it for zeya, I don't tear. So the that's what the netziv tain is in the tshuva meshiv dover. There's like one tshuva, it goes to Hilchos Avelos. It's like os beis, har beis. In that tshuva, that's where he says it. The Das Torah, the Maharsham, assumes that you do tear a talus katan. And his cheshbin is that Tosfos in Nidon Daf Samach Aleph points out that you only chayiv in tzitzis if it's a beged ha'osoy lechimum. Once we say that, so memela, the fact that I'm chayiv in tzitzis indicates that's really a beged. If it would be shom mitzvah entirely, then I wouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis, no? Tosfos discusses in terms of mesim that don't get heated by the tzitzis, right? The Gemara says, Hahu shaita, when you're in the grave, we'll talk about this later. So, according to the Din of the Gemara, you put tzitzis on. Tosfos discusses, but it's not a beged shel chimum, no? If it's not a beged shel chimum, so there's no chiv of tzitzis at all. If it is a beged shel chimum, there is a chiv of tzitzis, so it should require kriya. So the Marasham says that you tear kriya. The Tzitz Eliezer also in the Tshuva assumes that you tear kriya on the talus katan. He tainas that even though you don't tear kriya on the beged shozeya, there's no raya from beged shozeya to beged shel mitzvah. Beged shozeya, he says, in Hilchos Shabbos we have dinim, that the only thing that's called a beged is something that is there to for me to wear. But something that is there to protect my other begodim might not count as a beged in Hilchos Shabbos, no? There's like the shaila of whether you're allowed to walk outside with a hat cover on Shabbos, no? If the hat cover is on and the rain is so hard that it will penetrate through my hat and get me wet, then I could wear it. But if it's just to be matzo the beged, to be matzo the hat, that's not called a beged in halacha. So the Tzitz Eliezer Taina is that an undershirt, a beged shozeya, the reason why you wear it is that you don't want your suit to get stained from sweat. You don't want your shirt to get stained from sweat. That's why you wear an undershirt. So it's like atzule mitin of Shabbos. That's why there's no chi of kriya. But a beged shal mitzvah, says the Tzitz Eliezer, you should tear. The minag ha'olam is that people do not tear the talus katans, no? And the minhag ha'olam is that people do tear their shirts. Even though the minhag ha'olam in the 9 days is that people do not put on shirts ahead of time because they treat shirts like it's a beged shozeya shtekel. No? There's a teeny bit of a stira in the minhag ha'olam in terms of the way we treat shirts. I think the pashtus is what Rabbi Blake said in terms of the vest is interesting. What about tearing ties? I one time did a levaya, and it was very hard to encourage the family to tear kriya. Often, some of the people in my shul, the parents were religious to a greater or lesser extent, and the children are far less religious. And it's an avodah to try to get them to do the mitzvah of kriya properly. The funeral directors do not help you kihuzeh, because the funeral directors say, oh, we have a ribbon to tear. A ribbon is mamish a bittul of the mitzvah of kriya. It's not a beged kihuzeh, no? When you put it on, you rip it. That doesn't do anything. I can rip paper. That's not ripping, right? Din of kriya is yikoreya begadav. What about a tie? Is a tie like a beged? So I was inclined that maybe a tie is like a beged that shall covet a shtickle, Right? So maybe it's like a shawl mantle, which you don't tear at all. Maybe, however, a tie is what the Shach is talking about, like the ruck, that no person, anyone who walks outside without a tie, is ka'achas ha'pechosim yechashev. If you walk outside without a tie, you are like an untermensch. No? I mean, it does show a certain sense. So I asked Rabbi Sobolowski about this afternoon. He goes, are you crazy? Something like that. That's the way he said it. He's like, a tie is not a beged kihuzah. A tie is just a tachshit. I'm not 100% burrah that a tie is not a beged. I'm not 100% convinced. Lamaisa, the minhag ha'olam is that no one tears their tie, right? The minhag ha'olam is that even though other vi'imo, right, we don't tear the tie. I'm not so sure why. I would say that the tie is not a beged elyon, and maybe al ovav v'imo you should tear the tie and the shirt and the jacket, no? But the minhag ha'olam, I think, is that people do not tear the tie, correct? Did anyone see people tear the tie al ovav v'imo? Don't know. Okay, so these are some of the dinim in terms of kriya. There's a few other halachas, just very briefly, of kriya that's different by ovav v'imoy than it is by anyone else. We spoke about the din that by ovav v'imoy you're korea kol begadav. Of the lashon of the poskim is ad shamigala libo, and that leads to the shach and sifkotin yud tes to tell us the minhag is that by ovav v'imoy you tear on the left side, I chigala saliboy, and by anyone else you tear on the right side. That's the minhag that the shach quotes in sifkotin yud tes. The Taz also quotes this minhag somewhere. That's the standard practice. This minhag is a little bit shver because it seems to be against Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Chaf Beis. Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Chaf Beis speaks about Amrulo Meis Aviv and then you rip and then they tell you Meis Benai. Right? So Shai is being Mosef. What do you mean? If the minhag is that Al Aviv you tear on the left side and on Benai you tear on the right side, so L'cha'ora the whole din doesn't make sense. The Pashtus is that you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei even if you tear on in the wrong area, so to speak. But the minhag is on Av V'imo, you tear on the left. Anyone else, you tear on the right. Yeah.
Although the Shach himself says that.
The Shach himself Shtel Su Sifchav Beis.
He says that Medina.
Right. In other words, you're Yotzei, but the minhag is that we tear. Right. That's what that's exactly what the Shach is saying. Correct. Next. The din is that by Ovav V'imo on Sif Yud Beis, you have to be Koreya L'Sfas HaBeged. In other words, you can't start in the middle, you have to start from the edge, al Ovav V'imo, no? Shar Krovim, you don't have to be Koreya L'Sfas HaBeged. The din also is that Kerash al Ovav V'imo is not B'Hosafa. We spoke about that din as well. So I thought that this din like would never come up. Then I did a Levaya last year. It was an interesting case, like people are like marginal within the community, and the son shows up to the Levaya, he's already wearing a ripped shirt, a ripped jacket. So I ask the son, like, what's going on? Like, why is your jacket ripped already? So he said, you know what? At my father's Levaya, I tore this jacket. I haven't worn it since. Now that my mother dies, I want to feel reconnected to my father again. I want to wear the same jacket. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you have to like pull out this for him. Like, you have to be marchik. And then tear, no? You can't just be Mosef al the Kera, right? You have to be Marek and tear. You have to remember these dinim. That was the only time I ever had that type of case. The differences between Ovav V'imoy also is that a Kriya has to be Biyad, not Bekli, by Ovav V'imoy, no? There's a discussion in the Poskim, are you Yotzei B'di Eved if you tear Bekli? Many garments, you can't really tear Biyad. It's not going to work. So the minhag is that you start Bekli. Reb Five Akon points out the Bade HaShochan that even though by Ovav V'imo you have to be Koreya the Safa, but the Koreya the Safa is not really a Din Kriya. That's just a Din Sheyeh L'Shnayim, that should look like two things, so therefore that Haschala can be done Bekli. Right? Even though the rest of it should be done B'yad B'di'evin, we paskin that even if you do it Bekli, you're going to be Yotzei. Let's say you have a beggar that you can't tear B'yad at all. You have to use a scissors. You have to use a razor blade. So you're going to be Yotzei when you tear it. B'kli, his argument, Reb Feivel's argument, that the reason why I'm Yotzei in that case, if I have a beggar that's so tough that I can't tear B'yad, is that Ovev v'imo is lo garim shar krovim. Kriya al ovev v'imo is a din of kriya shar krovim, anything else. So yes, I can't be yotzi the special din of ovev v'imo, but I can al kopan and be yotzi the din of kriya al shar krovim. I don't know if that's so muskim, based on what we said earlier about being korea kol begodov. That's not just a din in kibud avayim, but I'm not yotzi at all if I'm not korea shar. It could be that it's like a different hagdara of kriya by ovev v'imo. I'm not sure. The other dinim, just to finish very quickly, is the other dinim that about the difference between bifnim and bachutz. Now ovev v'imo, you have to tear bachutz bifnei kol adam. Also, the difference is the direction, inside or outside. Both appear in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Gimel. There's another difference between ovev v'imo and kriya on shar krovim, which is a minig in the Ramon Sif Lamed Aleph, which is in Chol Hamoed. This year I had someone who was nifter seder night. So the Levaya was on Chol Hamoed. So I wanted to know, I asked Shai to ask his father, what should we do about the wife tearing Kriya at Levaya? Ovev v'imo, we definitely tear Kriya on Chol Hamoed. In Washington Heights, the Yekes follow the Minhag of the Rama. Now only Ovev v'imo do you tear Kriya on Chol Hamoed, but Shai Krovim you don't. If there's no set Minhag in the community, so then the Rama says you should tear Kriya on Chol Hamoed for everybody. But I was nervous, this is a Washington Heights family, everything, they've lived in the Heights for like 60 years, maybe they're bound by Minhag Washington Heights. So Rav Shai says, no, it's not Minhag Washington Heights, it's Minhag Yekes, right? So we should just tear Kriya, so the wife also tore Kriya at the Levaya. But in those cases, that you tear Kriya at the Levaya, and then you take the Kriya off. The last point I just want to make is that there is a din in Sif Yud Zayin in Shulchan Aruch about a Nasi, that there is a din of Kriya that a Nasi is Dumya da Av Ve'im, and even though Av Ve'im, there's a din of Chalitzas Kasif that we didn't speak about because Ramon Sif Yud Zayin says we don't do Chalitzas Kasif anymore. By a Nasi, technically, you should do Chalitzas Kasif. Also, we have the meaning that we don't do it. So Reb Fiva Cohen asked in the Badei HaShulchan, he says, why are we calling this din Nasi? Nasi is an institution that doesn't exist anymore. What's the makar of the din Nasi? Or why is it in Shulchan Aruch, I should say? So he wants to say the Nasi is the din that there's a chiv of Kriya on the Gadol Hadar. It's based on this din in Sif Yud Zayin, and then he proves from Gemara in Bava Basra that Machlon Bechilyon Shnei Gedolei Hadar Hayu, they were both Gedolei Hadar, meaning to say you can have more than one Gadol Hadar. You can have more than one Gadol Hadar. So this din of tearing on the Nasi might be the din of tearing for the Gadol Hadar. In terms of tearing our Rabbi, so the Minhag has developed somehow that we don't tear Kriya on a Talmud Chacham in general. In Sif Zayin, those dinim we'll have to talk about next time we learn, possibly. Right now, I think we have a shiur arranged from Dr. Shabtai. If we could all just run to the fifth floor, which is up from where we are, up. So I think we'll try to log into Dr. Shabtai. Chevra, thank you for listening.